It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Summertime and the living.
Well, here we are in the heart of our summertime, and it's actually been quite cool, nice and cloudy with some showers, nothing serious. We did have a couple of unusually humid days, too, though. Where did that come from? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about dew points and explain why we got that sticky weather. First, let's get your forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, it looks like we'll have a kind of cloudy weekend, maybe a little bit of sun, an occasional sprinkle up in the mountains, but not much more, and temperatures will be a little bit below normal. Today, we have an extensive area of clouds over us and a little bit of sun peeking through, and I think it'll be mostly dry today, temperatures getting up around 70. There could be a few sprinkles in the Olympics, but that's about it. So, you know, not a bad day. The weekend, a weak trough is coming in aloft. That's going to provide lift. I think there'll be a lot of low clouds. So cloudy conditions, maybe a few breaks in the afternoon. There might be a sprinkle or two, particularly in the morning and particularly on the western side of the mountains. Temperatures getting up to, again, around 70, depends where you are, but in that area. If you want warmth, go to eastern Washington. There'll be 80s over there. And interestingly enough, the next few days, Monday and Tuesday, will be more of the same, a little bit warmer, you know, getting into the lower 70s. But the big issue is Wednesday evening, Thursday and Friday, another trough, a fairly strong one, comes in, and I expect to see some rain, certainly in the mountains, and some light rain down the lowlands. So things are going to go downhill. You know, later in the week, temperatures only getting up into the mid to upper 60s, so a real drop down.
All right, but this weekend, low clouds, mild temperatures. We had a listener email us with a special request. He's taking part in the Seattle to Portland bike ride. That's this weekend, and he'll be with thousands of others. He wanted to know, do they need their fenders this weekend?
You know, I think the weather this weekend is going to be perfect for STP. I couldn't imagine anything better. There could be a little sprinkle or two, but nothing serious at all. You won't need your fender for that. Plenty of clouds and temperatures while they're riding will generally be in the 60s, and you know that'll be fine. They won't have a lot of direct sun, so really ideal. Oh yeah, no, very little wind. There won't be a lot of wind blowing against them. So all in all, I can't imagine a better situation for STP between Seattle and Portland.
Now, what about this humidity? It was really sticky on Thursday, on Wednesday, and it's still a little bit sticky now.
That's right. People were complaining to me, and you know, I felt it myself. You were starting to sweat, even minor exertion. Well, the fact is, we had a lot of moisture in the air, and something called the dew point was extraordinarily high. High enough that even though the temperatures were only in the 60s and 70s, people were still starting to sweat.
What is the dew point? What does that mean?
The dew point is a measure of how much water is in the atmosphere. It's the temperature at which you cool the air down that it becomes saturated. So let's just back up a little bit. You know, normally the air is not saturated. It doesn't have a relative humidity of 100%. It's less than that. But the amount of water vapor air can hold depends on temperature. Warm air can hold more water than cold air. So if you start off with air that's not saturated and you start cooling it down, it can hold less and less water vapor as it gets cooler. And finally, you get to the temperature that it can just barely hold what it started out with. That is the dew point or the dew point temperature. Now, it's a measure of water vapor in the atmosphere because if you have a lot of water vapor in the atmosphere, you don't have to cool it much to get saturation. But if the air is very dry, you have to cool it down a lot. So the dew points on Wednesday and Thursday got up to the mid-60s, even got to 70 in McCord. That means you only had to cool the air down to 70 degrees to get saturation, to get fog and water vapor condensing out. That's very high. Normally during the summer, our dew points are in the upper 40s and 50s. That's why we're nice and cool and comfortable around here. But we were getting up into the 60s and to around 70. That's more like the eastern United States, and that's uncomfortable.
And the air didn't come from the eastern United States, though. It came from the southwest?
That's right. So this is air that came off the water. So everything was just perfect. We had this big area of high water vapor that moved into the region coming off of the ocean. Then we started to drizzle into this air that threw more water vapor in. And something that might have helped a little bit is the Pacific was a little bit warmer than normal by 1 or 2 degrees. So all these things came together to give us relatively unusual conditions with very high dew points. By the way, it's better now. The dew points are drop down into the 50s. So I think people should be more comfortable today and for the weekend.
And it's unlikely to come back. It takes a lot to put that together.
Well, I don't think it'll get that bad too quickly, but I'll be watching Thursday and Friday of next week. We could see it again.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.